Thank you. Nope.
Fine on your weather back there. Well, it's been just gorgeous out here. We're 72 degrees. And we're still in the fire season, but with the cool temperatures in the evening and the higher humidities, this year is starting to look bad. I'll knock on wood, but until we get into December, then we'll be safe. The fire season will be over. So this technically is still fire season here. We, you know, a Santa Ana condition can pop up and create a very strong environment and high winds. But Southern California hasn't had that. Northern California got a little bit. And we did get a couple of brush fires going here, but nothing that wasn't contained. It's a great radio, and I think the receiver, as far as rejecting strong adjacent signals, they really did a knockout job on that. And I was looking at the specifications again last night compared to other radios, and they're at the top, number one right now. PR781, W1KA, WA6DKN.
WA6DKN, WA1KA. RE320 had a tiny bit more bass with, but they sound very, very close to the same. And I'm trying to think of what the other radios were, but you know, on the other radios, you had a little more, you had more hugs.
Kilowatt 5 Tango Radio. Kilo 5 Tokyo Radio. Kilowatt 5 Tango Radio.
Yeah, sounds great. How's mine, by the way? What is the antenna over there right now? I'm not familiar, sir. How many elements is that? Oh, not bad. I have about the same one, but incredible. Your signal is 59 plus 40 right now. I talked to a couple other stations, but it wasn't anywhere close to yours. And you said you're running 100 watts? Very good.
So it's fairly cool, but, you know, things I guess are offset a bit because it's very, very bright. Just a little breeze, but...
We can radio here and go outside, do a few things before it gets dark, but thanks for stopping by today, John.
Wings for the food.
It's pretty good. Your signal's strong. I'll give you a 5-9. I'm hearing some bass on the audio. Maybe you want to raise that a little bit to cut through the pileups. But other than that, I think you got a good signal. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'll play around with the controls then. Whiskey 9, Whiskey from K6SRZ. Have a wonderful convention there, and thanks for the report.
Roger that. 7-3. I got an Echo 9 Japan X-ray. Got that, KE9JX. This is Whiskey 9 Whiskey. We're at the WindyCon Science Fiction Literature Convention in Lombard, Illinois. Over. Roger that, Skip. Well, you're good. You're good, solid 5-8 up here in Illinois. I'm copying you well. And if you're interested in the convention here or our special event station, we did set up a page on QRZ.com. Over.
Mike Hotel Yankee Bubble.
Mike Charlie, this is Whiskey 9 Whiskey from the WindyCon Science Fiction Convention in Lombard, Illinois. Over.
USL, we've got the Echo 9 Mike Charlie, Tom, and all the way down here to Clarendon Hills, Illinois. Over.
Roger that, Tom. How you doing? Good to hear from you. Well, obviously you got a very solid signal in here, 5959. Name here is Greg. Over.
Very good, Greg. 59 plus plus. Over.
Roger that. If you're interested in a certificate for the contact, just check out our page on QRZ.com.
Thank you, Cusell. Good luck.
7-3. I think I heard a Norway 7 Echo Charlie. Come back, please. Roger that. I got Norway 7 Echo Charlie Victor. This is W9W, Whiskey 9 Whiskey, We're operating a special event station at the WindyCon Science Fiction Convention in Lombard, Illinois. Over. Roger that. Good to hear from Washington.
Hotel Charlie 4, HC4 cartridge. I'm using an Illicraft K3 transceiver. I have an Ameritron amplifier running 1.5 kilowatts, and the antenna is a four-element step IR, and that's at 100 feet, about 30 meters, I guess. Victor Alpha 6, Yankee Kilo, WB2 Zulu Alpha Bravo.
Roger, roger, mate.
We're just a little bit outside of Ann Arbor.
Juliet 2, Norway, Whiskey, Japan.
And you're coming through clear, over.
I'm just saying this way. Rig this way is a Ken with TS-990. Over.
Nice to meet you again there, Robo. We had a QSO on October the 10th.
Bravo Romeo Tango, and it's about 2 feet from the shack on the other side of the wall, but it does a pretty good job, over. I'm going to say 73. I'm completely losing you now. So N5LDX, nice chat. Have fun in the contest tonight if you're doing it, and we'll catch you the next time around. November 5LDX, this is WR8F, clear.
November 3, Echo Oscar November calling.
Radio Mike, Radio Mobile.
To the fiberglass stick, nothing at all. So I put it back, I I really don't know, but he was...
Three. Whiskey 2, Victor Papa calling you for Sugar X-ray, over. VK4, Sugar X-ray, VK4, Sugar X-ray. Whiskey 2, Victor Papa. Whiskey 2, Victor Papa calling VK4, Sugar X-ray, over. VK4 Sugar X-ray, VK4 Sugar X-ray. Whiskey 2, Victor Papa. Whiskey 2, Victor Papa, calling VK4 Sugar X-ray, over.
In the 80s, it's been so long since I had the D before, but when I came here sometime in the past, you know, I think there's some sort of contest just with a few guys in Europe, a few short pass guys from Scotland.
So, I'd like to think it's a more legitimate contact, right?
VY1CO, this is KB6G. Oh, fine business, Scott. The name here is Ron, Roger Oshinansky. You got the call correct. I wasn't sure if this was your frequency or the other station's frequency, over.
Yeah, no, I was on here just calling, and they came to give me a shout, and we just started chatting, so, nope, I'm sure they will, once they get their frequency, they will, they'll be on the frequency, because I think the contest is starting in a couple hours.
Okay, very good, Scott. Well, I'm just looking at your QRZ page up here in Whitehorse. I'm not sure if I've ever talked to anybody in that particular location before, but the name here is Ron Roger Ocean Nancy. Pacific Tower Phase, which is West Los Angeles. We're running an Elecraft K3 with a hex beam 100 watts. You okay, very good, Ron. Well, you're sounding good. You're just touching the F9 mark. I did a QFT, but otherwise, no problem at all. Copying. And we're running a hex beam on this end as well. Hex beam at about a kilowatt. The hex beam's at about 60 feet. Great, Laura. Hex beams are apparently getting along just fine. You've got one of the KIA hex beams. We had another one about 6 years ago, and it kind of wore out, so we took it down and just recently replaced it. But this time we put it up on a crank-up mast that gas it up at about 35 feet, so it's pretty much pointed in your general direction. Anyway, very nice to meet you, and like I say, I don't think I've made a contact with Whitehorse before, so this is a first for me. Excuse me. VY1CO, KB60. Actually accomplish a few things and then be back in later on in the afternoon or early evening and poke around and see what the concept is. 7-3 and wish you all the best. Kilo Bravo 6 Golf of Victor F1 Charlie Oscar. Okay, fine business. Well, thanks a lot for coming back to me, Scott. Great to meet you. Beautiful pictures on your QRZ set. I was just taking a quick look through them, and it looks like you got a great view from your shack. That's pretty impressive. We've got a lot here in Southern California, which is 5,000 square feet, which is roughly 50 by 100. So I'm sure you have a little more than that. Great to talk to you. We'll see you another time. BY1CO, KB6G, clear, 7-3. Hey, Brian, sorry, I didn't know it. I thought you might have been John Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but, no, very good. No, sounding good. We're just getting ready to get some of this flesh off the driveway. Yeah, you could have seen this line here as well. All right, 7-3. We're going to hit the big night switch here and save some electricity. UI1CO.
Yeah, Tenadine, I think is right, a log sale.
Good, 5-9 plus. I hope conditions are just as good tomorrow. I think they will. As we head into fall, I think propagation on the long path gets better.
I'm about 30.
Okay, is this frequency in use? NJ2BB, is this frequency in use? Is this frequency in use? NJ2BB.
Bye.